Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tonight we're going to be learning Daf Tes Amud Beis in Hilchos Shabbos, so we're learning Siman Reish Mem Vav, and we are middle of Seif Gimel, so we are up to the Ramah in Seif Gimel. What we started learning yesterday was the din of Shavisas Behema. So we said that you're not allowed to rent or lend out your animal to an Einu Yehudi, even though you know that your animal might be doing Malacha on Shabbos, and there's a din called Shavisas Behema that your animal is not allowed to be doing Malacha on Shabbos. So says the Ramah, Ava Yachol Askira Ola Hashila Ola Hasnal Shech Zirenu Lo Kodem HaShabbos. What you're allowed to do is you can rent it out or lend it to the Nachri and make a tenai with him that he's got to give it back to you before Shabbos. Avlo Mahani Imasne Mayin Yehudi Shetanuach B'Shabbos. You can make a deal with him that he's got to give it back to you before Shabbos. You cannot rely on a deal with him that he's just not going to work with it on Shabbos. Ki Ein Einu Yehudi Neman Akach. Because why would you believe the Einu Yehudi if he says, oh yeah, don't worry, I'm just not going to work with it on Shabbos? If you look in the Mishra Berurah in Sifkata Yud Gimel, Ein Ha'Einu Yehudi Neman, and he has nothing to cause him to be afraid to do malacha with it, because it's in his possession and he's allowed to do whatever he wants with it. He's renting it, he's borrowing it. So he's not afraid that if he uses it on Shabbos, you're going to accuse him of being a ganav or something like that. He's renting it. He has the right to use it as he pleases. Masha'inkin Bereisha, as opposed to what we said you're allowed to do, that you can make a condition that he needs to return it to you on Shabbos, because then Kishamasa Shiachsi Renalo Kodim Shabbos, Kvarkala Hasha'ilav Aschirus Kodim Shabbos. If you made a deal with him that he's got to return it to you before Shabbos, so the rental and the borrowing agreement is over before Shabbos. And if he keeps it and he's found to be using it, then he's going to be stealing, and he doesn't want to be caught stealing. So that's the difference between these two comments of the Ramah, that if you made a deal with him that he's not allowed to use it on Shabbos, he'll still use it on Shabbos, and he's not going to be afraid to be caught using it on Shabbos, because after all, it's his at this time. But if you made a deal with him that he has to give it back to you before Shabbos, well then he's going to be afraid to use it, because he knows that he has no rights to be using it at this time. The Mishmur just says, you got to look at what I write in Siman Shin Hei, Siv Chav Gimel. So this is one of the advantages of the Dirsha Mishmur, is that you don't have to look, because they tell you what he says there in Siman Shin Hei, Siv Chav Gimel. And what he says over there is that you're allowed to give a behema to a Roa Nachri, even though the Roa Nachri is going to be using it on Shabbos. The non-Jewish shepherd will be using it on Shabbos. And the Mishmur over there explains that since you didn't give it to him for Malacha, the Nachri is going to be afraid to use it on Shabbos, because he doesn't want to get punished for using it, using that which he's not supposed to be using. So back in the Shulchan Aruch now, the Mishilo Iskira Le'ena Yehudi, if you lent it out or you rented it to an Eina Yehudi, the Hisna Imo Lachzirilo Kodem HaShabbos, and you did exactly what you're supposed to do. You made it tonight with him that he's got to return it before Shabbos. And guess what? V'yikva b'Shabbos, the Nachri kept it on Shabbos. He didn't keep his end of the bargain. So is there anything you could do now? He held on to it on Shabbos. So very simply what you could do is Yafkirena Beno Levin Atzmo Kodem HaShabbos O Yomer Behemti Knuya Le'in Yudi Kadesh Yotzim Yisur Doraisa. You can either be mafkirit, and you could be mafkirit just to yourself. You don't need another party to listen to you being mafkirit, or three other people listening to you being mafkirit. You could either be mafkirit, or you can declare that you are being maknait to the Eino Yehudi, and that will be enough to save you from the Yisur Shabbos. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Yafkirena, so says the Mishnah Berurah, V'zeo Dafka B'diavad Shekvar Hisnaimo V'ikva B'Shabbos. Being mafkirit helps to make it no longer yours, and therefore it's not your violation of Shvisas Behema, only if initially you made the tenai with him that he's got to give it back before Shabbos, and he didn't live up to his end of the bargain. But what you cannot rent it out to him with the intention of, you know what, I won't make a deal with him, I'll just rent it out to him, including Shabbos, and I'll just be mafkir it every Arab Shabbos. I'll just have on my list, you know, turn off the light in the fridge, plug in the hot plate, and on my list will be, and be mafkir my behema. You can't do that l'chadchila, and not only can you not do that l'chadchila if you're mafkarit just bein olav ein atzmo, Even if you're mafkir in front of three people, you can't do that. We'd rather not rely on hefker, because hefker is something not everybody is going to be aware of. Not everyone's going to know you've given up ownership, and people will just see that your behemah is doing malacha. So they'll be choshed you to violate for having violated shvisas behemah on Shabbos. As far as in general being mafkir something on Shabbos, it is a discussion in poskim whether you're ever allowed to be mafkir on something on Shabbos, because there is a din that you're not allowed to make kinyanim on Shabbos. So is being mafkir the same as a kinyan? That's already a lamda shashayla about the mechanics of hefker. And the dirshu over here quotes a kafachayim who quotes a machlokas poskim about that. But we're assuming before Shabbos you're going to be mafkir, not on Shabbos. You can be mafkir in advance of Shabbos, so that when Shabbos comes, you won't own the animal, and it's not going to be a violation of shvisas behema. Va'af b'mechira in heter el k'shmach behem tolein Yehudi b'mechira gemura al kol yom ha'shvua v'lo k'shmach lo al yom ha'shabbos l'chud mipnei chashada. And if you're trying to get out of the iser, selling it with where it's a joke, where you're not really selling it, where you're saying, "Oh, I'm just selling it for Shabbos," and the rest of the time he's borrowing it or renting it, that doesn't work either. If you want to sell it, so sell it. But otherwise, just to make a deal like that doesn't work. The Bach says, you know what? If you're going to be mafkir in front of three people, then you could even do that lichadchila. Because what's the whole concern about being mafkirit, relying on the hefker, is that not everyone's going to know that you're mafkirit, so people will still think it belongs to you. But if you're mafkir in front of three people, no one's going to think it belongs to you, because three people know about it, word will get out, and therefore you don't have to worry about a chashad. That's the sheet of the Bach. Even though, says the Mishnah Berurah, I don't love that shita of the Bach, we could be somech on the shita of the Bach. I'd rather not rely on hefker at all, says the Mishnah Berurah. But if you want to rely on hefker in a case where you didn't make it tonight, meikara, that he's got to give it back, at least be mafkir in front of three people, like the Bach says. We'll discuss this in the end of the simon. Sivkat and tesvav beinol levein atzmo. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that you could be mafkirit beinol levein atzmo, meaning be mafkirit not in front of anybody else, just to yourself. If you had already made the tanai that he's supposed to give it back, and he just didn't live up to his end of the bargain. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sha'az Einu Mitzvah Al Shvisas Kivin Shein Shelo, because then you have no mitzvah of Shvisas Beima, because it's not yours. Shekvar Hivkira, because you're mafkirit. Does hefker work when you're just talking to yourself in the mirror and you're saying, "I'm hereby mafkir something"? So the afal gav de hefker being on shia b'fnei shlosha, even though generally hefker requires that it be in front of three people, zeu midrabanan. That's only a din midrabanan that hefker has to be in front of three people, and the reason for that is Shulchan Aruch writes in Chosh Mishpat is so that one of those three people can acquire it from hefker, and the other two could be meyid that he was mafkir it. So pashtus is the kavachayim points out that two of those people need to be kashul leedos in order for the hefker to work b'fnei shlosha, but that's only din midrabanan that you need three people to be mafkir. Avul midaraisa afil ben ol ben atzmo sagi. But on a daraisa level, hefker works even all alone. V'hachash kfar eskiru v'hisne moshech zirena. And over here in our case, you tried to do everything right. You rented it out. You made it tonight that he's got to give it back. V'ikva, he didn't live up to his end of the bargain. He held on to it. So then day bezek did not only sura daraisa. You can rely on the hefker midaraisa b'fnei echad to save you from nisa daraisa. V'ayin beis Yosef sheish poskim so sovereign, and if you look at the Beis Yosef, there are poskim that hold the gam b'kan af shu diavad bina dafka t'lasa, that even over here, even though it's only a b'diavad and things didn't work out the way you planned on it, and you told him to give it back and he didn't, still you need to do a hefker in front of three people. V'alkein tov li zar b'zeh l'chadchilim yesh b'efshari. So even though the Shulchan Aruch was explicit that you could be mafkir b'ino levein atzmo in such a case, Mishnah Berurah says, better to still be mafkir in front of three people. Val kalpanim yizor lafkira b'fnei echad, or at least in front of one other person. Why one other person? What does that do? The rabbi migdol eposkim sovim dafta raisa in hefker atchi afkira al kalpanim b'fnei adam echad because there are many poskim that hold that you at least need to be mafkir to one other person. Now, being mafkir to nobody doesn't work at all. So there are three levels of hefker. The best level of hefker is hefker b'fnei shlosha. That works even midrabanan, and the Mishmura says ideally that's what you should do in this situation. Then there's a second level of hefker, hefker b'fnei echad, that there are some poskim that hold for hefker midoraisa to work, it needs to be b'fnei echad. So at least do that, says the Mishnah Berurah. And then there's what the Shulchan Aruch says, hefker beino levein atzmo. Now most poskim hold that at least on the doraisa level it works to be mafker beino levein atzmo. So in this situation where you tried your best and you set up a situation to that the guy's supposed to return it and he didn't return it, so then you can rely on hefker beino levein atzmo according to the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Mishnah Berurah recommends being more machmir and being mafker in front of three, or at the very least in front of one. Yeah, that's not hefker. That's bittel. Yeah. That's why there are many differences between bittel chametz and hefker, and that's one of them. Yeah. So even though you use the term hefker, behemti knuya le'enu Yehudi. The other option is instead of making it hefker, is you say my behema should belong to the enu Yehudi. Ayin magen avram shadaito didafka momer lo b'fanav, that this only works if you tell the enu Yehudi that you're giving it in. Behemti knuya lecha. You can't just declare, you know, staring at a mirror in your bedroom, I am makna my behema to an enu Yehudi. The enu Yehudi has no das to be konev. You got to tell the enu Yehudi, I am being makna my behema to you. Shaz miskavin enu do the knosi. Because then he'll have it in mind to be koned, and it will be niknat him with that. Kivin shibur rishus of a kani lechatzero, because it's already in his rishus, so his chatzer will be koned for him. Avol amomer kein shelo b'fanav, but are you just standing in your bedroom talking into your mirror and saying that amakli my behema to an yehudi lo kna an yehudi klal? That does nothing. Vafilim zikalo al yidei yisrael acher gamken l'mahani. And even if you get another Jew to make the kinyan on behalf of the an yehudi zachal adam shelo b'fanav, it also doesn't work. For that's the sheet of the Magen Avraham, that when the Shulchan Aruch over here says that you could be maknu to an Einu Yehudi, it means directly to the Einu Yehudi, and you tell him. So a double chum in the Mishnah Berurah has. Number one, he says, even though the Shulchan Aruch just says you can declare I'm being maknu to an Einu Yehudi, so number one is not declare, say it to him, and number two, you also need psikas damim. You need to say, and how much is this going to cost? Right? You need to set a price for it. So it has to be a real serious, legitimate kinyan. Kadesha yinatzel, sivkatan yod zayin, yeah, kadesha yinatzel misur darai. So we said, ratzalomar, avalechachila in lismach laske al dashi afkir kshagir yom shabbos, o sheikniu ozlein yehudi. That meaning, lechachila, you should not rely on this to be mafkirit, you know, every Shabbos as Shabbos arrives, or to be maknit to the Yehudi at that time. Shafkir vakna, inam for summon, because that's not something that everyone's going to find out about. Viesh kan chashash marasayim. And people still think it's your animal doing the malacha on Shabbos, so it's still going to be a maris ha'ayin of shvisas peima. So that's why we said it was only in this unfortunate circumstance where you told him to return it, he agreed to return it, and then he didn't live up to it. Only then do we rely on these things, but not to just like rent it to him for a year and then just have on your to-do list on Erev Shabbos to be makanet to him or to be mafkaret. Now back in the Ramah, says the Ramah, the Imrotza, Yochalav Kira lefnei shlosh b'nei adam kedin shar hefker. If you want, you could be mafkaret in front of three people the way hefker is supposed to work. The point of the Ramah is not that you could be mafkir in front of three. We know you could be mafkir in front of three. He says, the chiddush over here is even if you're mafkir in front of three people, no one else is allowed to take it. What do you mean? I was mafkir it. The whole world's allowed to take it. No one else is allowed to take it. Because this hefker is only hefker legabe, you avoiding the issur of shvisas peyam on Shabbos. You're not really allowing other people to take it. V'dafka b'Shabbos. And also, another kula, says the Ramah, that this whole discussion is only on Shabbos. Aval b'yom tov yinad ha-metzuv al shvisas peyam tov b'yom tov. But you don't have to worry about any of this on Yom Tov, because there is no din of shvisas peyama on Yom Tov. So the last two if katans in Mishnah Berurah, if katan yudches, the vaday in kavanasa rotzalomar shebavaday lo yebedaitu sheyishar hefker leolam kiyam liyom haShabbos b'vad kidei lafkiyam elav is haShabbos. When you were mafkir in front of three people right before Shabbos, your intention was to be mafkir only for Shabbos. So, and to reacquire it, the second Shabbos is over. And therefore, any other Jew wants to go and grab it, he can't, because when's the other Jew going to go grab it? He can't take it on Shabbos. He's not allowed to be kind of things on Shabbos. He would only be able to grab it after Shabbos. But by the time after Shabbos comes, it's back to being yours. On Shabbos itself, it really is Hefker Gamer. And that counts as Hefker, even though there's a clock on the Hefker that it runs out after Shabbos. It still counts as a real Hefker for Shabbos. And you don't have to worry someone else is going to go grab it on Shabbos, because the guy would never let him do that. The guy is using it on Shabbos, so he's never going to let someone else go and take it on Shabbos. So no one's allowed to take it after Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's actually after and people can take it, but the guy's never going to let that happen. So you're pretty safe. If you're mafkir in front of three people right before Shabbos, it's a pretty safe thing to do. And then the last thing the Rama had said was that the whole din of Shvisas Behema does not apply to Yantif, only to Shabbos. Says the Mishbur Siv Katin Yates, not so fast. Not everyone agrees with that. The Shvis Behem Toyofin Maduk Siv Laman Yanuach Sharchav Chamarecha Kamocha V'Hai Krabi Shabbos Ksiv. The din of Shvisas Behema, it's a question what Pasuk is referring to, but the din of Shvisas Behema applies, is based on the Pasuk about Shabbos. You still have to worry about Schar Yom Tov. So if you rent it to a Nachri for Yom Tov, you can't take payment for Yom Tov separately. The Marshal disagrees with the Rama over here. He holds that Yom Tov and Shabbos are the same, just like Yom Tov and Shabbos are the same for every Malacha outside of Ochel Nefesh. Maybe the Beis Yosef himself says, hey, have you danced with Shalom Bazaar? Beis Yosef quotes Shitos Rishonim about this and is more noted to be Machmir, Valken Yesh Lahachmir. And therefore says Mishmura, I know the Ramaz Mekil about Shiz Beim on Yom Tov, I'm Machmir, because most poskim are Machmir. Ubir Gragamke in Erech Bezel, Maskadikr Gdas Marshal Anal, and the Bir Graz also Machmir, the Gamal Kaman Sims of Sadi Yosef Gimel, and Farisha Gromash Kosham Shulchan Aruch Dein Mutzin Masal Beim of Yom Tov, Hatamish Mishriz Beim Tov, and the Gra explains that the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir. That the Shulchan Aruch and Tavtzad Yisiv Gimel, when he says that you shouldn't have your animal carrying a burden on Yom Tov, then it's because of Shvisas Behema. So the way the Grah learns the Shulchan Aruch is to be Machmir, not like the Shita of the Ramah. So to summarize what we learned today, first we said that you're not allowed to make a deal for the guy not to use your animal on Shabbos, but you are allowed to make a deal that he should return your animal before Shabbos, and if he forgets, then you have the Eitzah of either being Makne it by telling him you're being Makne it to him, or by being Mafkir it L'chachil in front of three people, or at least Mishabura says in front of one person, but the Mechaber is even makel to be mafkir bein ol levein atzmo. And then the next thing we learn is that the Ramah says that there's no din of Shvisas Behema on Yom Tov, but Marshal says that there is, and the Mishabura is machmir like the Shita of the Marshal. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Reish Mem Vav Seif Dalet.